Welcome to Keys to Recovery. Today we're going to talk about humility. A famous speaker once rose to the occasion as he was introducing his latest book. He said, "You don't know anything about humility until you read the book that I wrote about it." It has been said, when you think you've got humility, you automatically lose it. Humility is the characteristic of recognizing all that I am, all that I have, and all that I ever will be comes from God. The truth is, those in high places can be brought down, and those in low places can be called up. Humility is the awareness of this. A person who humbles themselves will keep themselves from being humiliated later on. This process of humbling oneself is the perfect antidote to pride. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Step number 7 of the 12-step recovery program is humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. The corresponding principle to step number 7 is humility. Pride is the one sure sign that a person is going to fall. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. This attitude of pride is the core issue in the person that goes back to their old behavior patterns and addictions. Pride is the signature of a person who has become unteachable. Pride is the danger signal of a person who has become unwilling to change. Pride is a symptom of a person who refuses to let go of defects of character and shortcomings. It is a clear warning sign of a person filled with deception. One writer put it this way, "The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee." The deception that comes in your heart is rooted in pride and without fail produces destruction. The key to successfully working this step is in the very first word, humbly. For many, they humbly demand that God do this or God do that. It was as though it was in their heart that God was at their beck and call, that somehow they could just tell him what to do and he would have to respond. It doesn't quite work that way. If you remove the word humbly from this step, the remainder of the step is simply a prayer, a process of asking. This prayer is what is known as a petition. The word petition is a formal request presented to an authority or power for a change in the way or order of things. The dictionary even describes it as begging. This wording is commonly seen in the legal system. Petitions are presented to a court or a judge to bring about change. Often the verbiage is presented in a fashion that says something like this, "Your Honor, we the petitioners pray that," whatever it is they're asking for. This encapsulates the entire feel of this humbly asking process. Certainly those who have attained at this interval of their program have had a desire to see a change, particularly a change in the order of how things have been in their life. If you desire this turnabout to occur in your life, your approach to God may first need to be altered. If you are approaching God from an intellectual stand or a legalistic view, I would like to encourage you to change to a posture of relationship. To sincerely humble yourself will require that you, without wavering, trust God. Let me share a story with you that best illustrates this idea. There was a man that for many years would come to Niagara Falls to demonstrate his courage. He would string a tightrope across the falls, mount the rope with a wheelbarrow. Pushing the wheelbarrow before him, he would go across the falls, over and then back. One day, as he returned to the cheering crowd, he asked, "Do you have faith that I could go across again?" The crowd cheered in affirmation. Then he asked one man, "Do you trust me that I can make it again?" The man responded, "Yes, certainly I do." "Then if you trust, get in the wheelbarrow." Faith is believing that it can happen. Trust is getting in the wheelbarrow. For many, this trust issue prevents them from getting totally free. God will never override your free will. Inasmuch as asking for a problem to be removed with a hesitation in your heart that is stemming out of distrust will never produce the desired results. If you have a reservation about giving up a particular area of difficulty, perhaps you should review the 6th step again. Become totally willing. For many years, I had somewhat of a desire to quit smoking. It was a desire to stop that was couched in some reservation. What I was holding on to was some idea of pleasure that it brought into my life. So I would ask for it to be removed, but it was not a genuine request. One day it dawned on me I wasn't being honest with God. So I threw away the pride that was holding me back and began to pray with an openness that required me to have a willingness and trust. I prayed something like this: God, you know I smoke, and I know I smoke, and so far I haven't been able to quit. But if you take away the desire, I'll throw away these cigarettes. I prayed like that for about a month, each day, simply, humbly asking. One day the desire left. It was no different than any other day that I had asked, but that day the desire was gone. That was over 13 years ago, not a desire for cigarettes since. A famous quote from the Bible says, "You have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss." If we will learn to ask in a right way, the things that we ask will be granted to us. But if we ask in error or with pride, we won't receive anything from God. This pride will be an area of our heart that will condemn us. But if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we'll have the petitions that we desire of Him. Simply need to ask. The summation of principle number 7 is this: if you are genuinely desirous of the removal of all the flaws in your makeup, call them defects of character, shortcomings, faults, or failures, but understand that you can be free from all of these. Humbly ask Him, and He will take away all that you are willing to release. Rid yourself of the mindset that you can control any of these things, or that you want to keep something, and God will intervene. The big book says God could and would if He were sought.